Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants.
Welcome to episode number one, or I should say the trailer episode for Bridging Success, Connecting Leaders, Innovation, and Growth. I have the distinct honor of introducing your host, Mr. Bo Jenkins. Bo, you are the founder and CEO of BridgeNet, and you are the host of this podcast. So congratulations on the launch.
Thanks, Josh. I'm happy to be here.
Well, and before we get going, do you mind maybe just, or as we get going here, do you mind sharing what this podcast is and who you're going to be talking with and what the conversations are going to be about?
Sure. The Bridging Success podcast is just an effort to reach out to business leaders and executives that are pushing the limits and boundaries with technology, or who want to push the limits and boundaries with technology, to do more, to help their businesses be more successful, and to see where their business can go when they implement technology in the right way.
Yeah. Do you mind just editorializing here for just a little bit about why this is so critical today? I mean, here we are, for example, you know, I think most companies are, I hope, are scrambling to adapt AI. Processes, you know, AI-driven processes and print, you know, exercise, you know, looking at all of the tools they're using. Obviously, a lot of things they're doing internally are probably incorporating artificial intelligence. Do you mind maybe just talking a little bit about the push for innovation?
AI is definitely driving that push, whether we like it or not. It's seen higher adoption rates than any technology in the past, from social media and the Facebook adoption rate. It eclipsed that at levels that nobody ever expected or have seen before. And if you're not staying at least with the curve, hopefully ahead of the curve when it comes to AI, it's like people that still use a flip phone. So, you know, imagine the power that you have in your hand now with a smartphone and all of the apps that you run around with in your pocket. And if you didn't have that, all you had left was a flip phone. If you're not staying up with AI and pushing those boundaries, reaching out to the experts that can help you with staying up to date on that, then you're going to get left behind. Some of my peers actually think that AI has the ability to replace application development by the end of this year. That's how fast it's moving. So if you're not keeping up with that, then your business is going to get left behind.
Yeah, because your competition is. So yeah, toothpaste is already out of that tube. But let's talk about the types of folks that you have on this show. You know, when we talk about innovators, they're not necessarily in super high-techy companies.
No, they... So data is the essential element for all companies. It's the most valuable asset to a company is their data. Of course, we're, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're all in business to make money. But at the end of the day, it's our data and the workflows that we do to produce that data that help us make that money. So you don't have to have a super technological company to have success with technology. You could have some impressive workflow that you've done as a hairstylist, and what you're doing with technology in the background as a hairstylist, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a tech company, but maybe you've taken market share from your competitors through technology in your CRM or in your finance department and your sales and marketing. I want to talk with those leaders in the industry that are utilizing technology, no matter what business they're in, to help propel them forward.
Yeah. And you, I know historically, you have a brilliant network of high level, you know, I'd say tech empowered or, you know, kind of tech led business leaders. And you do a lot of work in and around New Orleans and Louisiana area. Do you mind maybe just sharing a little bit about the types of folks that you get to work with in Louisiana? And maybe if you could maybe just talk for a little bit about what it's like to do business in New Orleans area.
Sometimes New Orleans gets a little bit of a bad press for whatever reason, but we're a gumbo. We are the gumbo of the South, right? We're the epitome of a melting pot within the southeastern region, and getting to experience that culture from a business side of things really introduces us to a myriad of different people and ways of doing business, and helps us engage with them, and keeps us on our toes as well from a technology standpoint, having to adapt to their needs and help them push forward from a business perspective. So yeah,
And I would
I love living
oh, go ahead,
and
please.
working in Louisiana.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that last bit?
Said I love living and working in Louisiana.
Yeah, what is it about it, the area, personally to you? Why have you really chosen to kind of this is where you do and you serve and you work with all your clients in this area?
Probably because I married a girl from Louisiana, but we did spend 5 years in Texas out of college, and had the opportunity to move back, and we haven't looked back since. I grew up here. I wasn't born here, but she was born and raised, and we've enjoyed establishing our family here and watching our kids grow up. So it's been great.
Love it. Love it. Who would be to our friend that's listening? They may know someone that would be an ideal or perfect guest for this podcast. How would you describe your ideal? Because it's really, I think the exciting part about this podcast is going to be the stories, right? The stories of, what leaders figured out, what their goals are, what are the cool tech things that they might be doing or have done in the past that we can all be inspired by. But how would you identify like your ideal guest or a listener that's listening right now? They might know someone that should be nominated. And I'll just say before you kind of share who your ideal guest is, you can actually send them directly to bridgenetllc.com. Now, when you go there, look for the link or the image that says podcast, or it might say Bridging Success, and you'll see the cover art there. Click on that. That's the podcast page. And then you're going to look for an orange button that says apply to be a guest. You just click on that and then love to have you. But Bo, who's your ideal guest?
Yeah, so it touches back on that first question we talked about, Josh, and that is anybody that's pushing the boundaries with technology in their business. If they're in the greater New Orleans area, that's a plus. But we do service clients, from LA to Atlanta, I say. However, our core business is focused here in the New Orleans area. So to have somebody within the greater New Orleans area that is pushing the boundary with technology within their business, or wants to learn, or just bounce ideas. I love giving back, and wants to bounce ideas about how they could do something different or better with technology in their business is would be an ideal guest on the podcast.
Any particular industries that folks might be thinking about?
Not necessarily. We don't specialize in any industry. We have quite a few nonprofits. We have manufacturing and distribution clients. We have personal financial wealth advisors, CPAs, you name it, anybody that needs help with their technology. So.
Well, again, to our friend that's listening, you may know a perfect guest. Again, you just send them to bridgenetllc.com. Certainly to our friend that's listening, you send them there and then they click on the guest application. We'd love to have them. Now, on that page as well, that's where you subscribe. And of course, if you're listening to this episode, just go ahead and hit the subscribe button right now. And because guess what? By the time you're listening to this, there's a bunch of other episodes for you to dig into. And again, be inspired and truly hear what innovators are doing, not just in high-tech spaces and industries, but those who are adapting the latest technology to enable the bigger impacts that they want to be able to have in the world. Well, Bo Jenkins, again, founder, CEO of BridgeNet. You're the host. So I'm going to get out of the host chair. I'm going to switch chairs with you. I'm going to put on my listening headphones and start binging to the episodes as they come in. So congratulations.
Thanks, Josh. I'm looking forward to sharing.
This is Bo. thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.